Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: over 1 million Koreans enjoy Falun Gong Marching Band in 2017 Colorful Daegu Festival. Sydney, Australia. Practitioners join annual city festival in Blacktown. Celebrating World Falun Dafa Day at Vermont State Capitol. Canadian lawmaker urges co-workers to back his organ trafficking bill. Henan woman dies 3 months after being released on medical parole. And Canada, Falun Dafa contingent warmly received at Hayak International Parade in New Westminster. Now for the stories. Over 1 million Koreans enjoy Falun Gong Marching Band in 2017 Colorful Daegu Festival. Falun Gong's Tianguo Marching Band in South Korea participated in the 2017 Colorful Daegu Festival Parade, hosted by the Daegu City Government on May 27, 2017. The organizer estimated that 1.3 million people watched the parade, which consisted of 107 groups with over 7,000 performers in person, while another 520,000 saw the live TV broadcast. The Tianguo Marching Band was invited to participate in this parade last year, and the host remembered them and welcomed the band again this year. When they passed the stage, he said, "Glad to see you again. Actually, we have seen your performances everywhere around the country. You are so beautiful and sparkling. Let's give Falun Gong Tianguo Marching Band a big round of applause." After the parade, many people had their pictures taken with the Falun Gong practitioners and said, "You guys are the best. You've worked really hard."
Sydney, Australia. Practitioners join annual city festival in Blacktown. The Blacktown City Festival Week in Greater Western Sydney, Australia, concluded with a parade day on May 27th. Local Falun Dafa practitioners joined the celebration with upbeat marching band music and drum performances highlighting Chinese traditional culture. Mr. Edmund Attila, member of the New South Wales Parliament and former Deputy Mayor of Blacktown, complimented Falun Dafa practitioners as an excellent group. He said that he had seen Falun Dafa practitioners every year in this annual event since 2004 and appreciated the fact that practitioners had been a part of the city festival. Over 70 community groups participated in the parade in the Central Business District of Blacktown. Practitioners set up a stand in the street fair after the parade. They talked to people about human rights violations in China and how Falun Dafa practitioners are deprived of basic rights and even incarcerated because of their beliefs. Ms. Liu Ling, an Australian citizen and Falun Dafa practitioner, told visitors how her mother and sister were arrested in March because they refused to give up their beliefs in Falun Dafa. They are currently detained in a brainwashing center in the Xi'an area of China. Ms. Byers signed the petition urging Australian legislative representatives to help end the atrocities in China. She shook her head, saying, "Terrible, terrible." Her middle school son Dylan also offered his signature and said that he had heard about the persecution, including the killing of Falun Dafa practitioners on demand for their organs. Another woman named Ms. Edwards signed the petition and said, as did many others, that she would contact her representative to urge him to express concern about the persecution in China.
Celebrating World Falun Dafa Day at Vermont State Capitol. Falun Gong practitioners from the U.S. and Canada gathered in front of the Vermont State Capitol in Montpelier on May 27, 2017, to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. They staged a group practice of the Falun Gong exercises and gave vocal and waist drum performances. They also set up poster boards with information about Falun Gong and exposed the Chinese Communist Party's ongoing persecution of this traditional spiritual practice. Alex, the owner of Montpelier Biotech Farm, walked over from a nearby farmer's market to learn the Falun Gong exercises. He was reluctant to leave after learning the exercises. One man asked a practitioner, "Do you believe in Buddha?" He then told the practitioner that he'd studied Buddhism and Catholicism, saying, "But I am still searching for something." After learning the Falun Gong sitting meditation, he noted a strong energy and said he would continue to learn the practice at a nearby practice site. A board member of the Montpelier Senior Activity Center watched the Falun Gong exercise demonstration and said that he'd recommend that practitioners come and teach Falun Gong at the senior center. A couple from Montpelier took in the waist drum performance and said they were pleased that Falun Gong was being introduced to their area. When they learned that the CCP brutally persecutes Falun Gong in China, they condemned the atrocities, saying that the persecution of peaceful, law-abiding citizens is inhuman. After one woman learned of the CCP's state-sanctioned live organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners for profit, she said to the practitioners, "You're doing great. Keep up the good work."
Canadian lawmaker urges co-workers to back his organ trafficking bill. Conservative MP Garnet Genuis raised the issue of forced organ harvesting in China this week in the House of Commons in hopes of securing government support for his organ trafficking bill. He said Canada needs to be vocal in standing up for international human rights, and in particular for the rights of persecuted minorities. Even above that, Canada needs legislation which would define in Canadian law our opposition to involuntary organ harvesting in cases where it comes back to our shores. Genuis was referring to the harvesting of organs from Falun Gong practitioners of conscience in China while they are still alive, an atrocity that was first exposed in a 2006 report by Canadian lawyers David Mattis and David Kilgore. He said sometimes these organs are cut out of a person while he or she is still living and without anesthetics, screaming in pain as the person's body is cut apart. In many cases, organ harvesting is a form of further abuse targeting members of persecuted religious minorities. According to Bloody Harvest, the Slaughter, an update released last June by Kilgore, Mattis, and investigative journalist Ethan Gutman, other religious minorities besides Falun Gong practitioners being killed to supply China's highly lucrative organ transplant industry include Uyghurs, Muslims, House Christians, and Tibetans. The report estimated that between 60,000 and 100,000 organs are being transplanted in Chinese hospitals every year, with a source for most of those organs being prisoners of conscience, primarily Falun Gong practitioners. Given the massive capital establishment, coupled with the high volume of transplant, the transplantation industry in China is built on not just the ready supply of available organs in the present, but also on an expectation of an indefinite supply of organs for the future. There is a real urgency to move forward with this kind of basic human rights legislation, given escalating human rights problems around the world, and given the emphasis this government is putting on Canada's relationship with China.
Henan woman dies 3 months after being released on medical parole. A 62-year-old woman died 3 months after she was released on medical parole following an 8-month detention for refusing to renounce Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. Ms. Chai Yulan was a resident of Sichuan Village in Mengzhou City. The local police arrested her at home on April 19, 2016, and sent her straight to a detention center. An officer from the Mengzhou City Police Department threatened to make life miserable for Ms. Chai when she said she'd never stop practicing Falun Gong. The detention center guards followed up by torturing her. She soon suffered a broken rib and fractured spine, and she even had trouble crawling, let alone standing or walking. She also became incontinent. Ms. Chai wasn't given any medical attention until it was apparent that she was in critical condition. The guards kept her hands cuffed and feet shackled while she received care at the local hospital. Her family didn't learn of her condition until a kind-hearted person who witnessed her suffering tipped them off. They rushed to the hospital, and only then did the authorities agree to grant her medical parole. Ms. Chai was taken back to her hometown on December 12, 2016, and died on March 23, 2017.
Canada, Falun Dafa contingent warmly received at Hayek International Parade in New Westminster. Falun Dafa practitioners from Vancouver participated in the Hayek International Parade on May 27, 2017, bringing the beauty of Falun Dafa to the spectators who filled the streets of New Westminster. The Tianguo Marching Band, the Joyous Waist Drummers, a Falun Dafa exercise demonstration team, along with a beautifully decorated float, participated in the event. The host of the parade commented that the Falun Dafa contingent was peaceful and full of energy. He also introduced Falun Dafa as a cultivation practice that originated in China and that it benefits practitioners both physically and mentally with its five sets of exercises and its tenets of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. The practice has been embraced by people in more than 100 countries and regions. Artist-painter Mr. McNulty told the reporter that he knew that Falun Dafa was being persecuted in China, but that everyone gathered in today's parade was not only celebrating the festival of the day, but also celebrating their freedom of belief. Some Chinese immigrants who were among the spectators were amazed to see Falun Dafa practitioners in the parade, which could not be seen back in China due to the persecution of the practice that has persisted for 18 years there. Over 120 entries from throughout British Columbia and the Pacific Northwest participated in the celebration at the 150th anniversary of the Hayek International Parade.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.